Mr. Chicken was feeling very merry. He'd recently received lots of lovely letters. They were all from a country called Australia. "Please visit my school," some letters said. "Come to lunch," said others. A few children even wanted Mr. Chicken for dinner. So Mr. Chicken flew to Australia immediately and went straight to tourist information. "Welcome," said a marsupial. "Please take a seat." Mr. Chicken explained the purpose of his visit. "I'm on an official visit," he said, showing the marsupial his travel plans. "I want to go everywhere, see everything and meet everyone." "Hmm," said the marsupial, studying the map. "Quite doable, but we'd better get going right away." Mr. Chicken was always ready for adventure, so off they went. He'd had invitations from Yakandanda to Coolanooka, from Wak Wak to Wongalpong, as well as Boonyanooka. One letter from Coffs Harbour said, "Come and see our big banana." So the marsupial showed Mr. Chicken how to get there. He met letter writers from Woolloomooloo to Wagga Wagga, Beansdale to Burpengary, Adelaide to Alice Springs. Mr. Chicken said yes to everything and everyone, especially if food was on the agenda. Of course, no one minded much if, for a moment, manners went out the window. It happened at morning tea in Poowong, when Mr. Chicken ate a whole pavlova. "There's a big prawn in Ballina," said a letter. "Come and see it." So in between Poowong and Grong Grong, Mr. Chicken admired the big prawn and stayed for dinner. Luckily, there was plenty of time in his busy schedule for a thrilling dip in the Great Barrier Reef and yet another marvellous Australian attraction to see in Woombye. "I love it," said Mr. Chicken to the marsupial. It would have been nice to have lingered longer, but Mr. Chicken had been invited to meet a quokka. "They live on Rottnest Island," wrote a pen pal from Perth. Australia was very big, and so was Mr. Chicken's list of things to do. To meet everyone and see everything, he had to travel by train and plane, boat, bus and taxi. The marsupial was in charge of tickets. Mr. Chicken never said no to an invitation. So they travelled hither and thither, here and there, back and forth, from Wallaroo to Pinneroo, from Goondiwindi to Mataranka, from Kalgoorlie to Katoomba, stopping for lunch at Dadswell's Bridge. They even spied the big marsupial. Loads of letters had asked Mr. Chicken to come to Sydney, where he looked over the famous opera house inside and out. Then the marsupial bought tickets for a climb up the Sydney Harbour Bridge, where at the very top Mr. Chicken found out he was very afraid of heights, so much so that he needed assistance to get back down. In between official business, Mr. Chicken had a well-deserved rest on the Sunshine Coast. "This will protect your delicate complexion," said a thoughtful Queenslander, handing Mr. Chicken her sunscreen. Soon it was time to test the water, and before long, Mr. Chicken was on his way to Tasmania. He was welcomed in Hobart, Snug, Penguin and Cygnet. In Launceston, Mr. Chicken ate his first ever Lamington. "What do you think?" asked the cooks. "Magnificent." "When in Tassie, you must meet a Tasmanian devil," said a letter. Mr. Chicken did as instructed. In fact, he met a whole devil family at feeding time who mistook him for lunch.